The Special Second Coming by E. Carson Richards. Now we come to a revealed truth within the outer truth of Jesus' second coming. As is aptly expressed, my heart is inditing a good matter. I speak of the things which I have made touching the King. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. Psalm 45:1. Going on in this psalm, we come to know the Queen, and therein is the prominent part of the secret second coming that we speak of here. There is an appointment for Jesus Christ to meet all mankind, and the period of his second coming is the time. Yet he unfolds a hidden, deeper meaning of his coming to this age of the church, that is, for those who love, look, and long for him and the special second visit to the earth. The presentation of this revelation is especially written of in the book of Ephesians, is confirmed in the letter to the Colossians, and referred to in another way in the book of Philippians. Our Apostle Paul apparently received the fullness of this revelation in the confinement of a Roman imprisonment. His body was constricted in its movements, but the spirit really soared, and we are the beneficiaries. Ephesians 1:18, the prayer for the revelation to the Ephesians, representing a special portion of the church, ascends to God. Ephesians 3:5-6 brings out the unique offer of the preparation for the coming of Christ to the Gentiles. We had little or nothing to hope for before, and suddenly God hands us everything. It was an old purpose, but a new revelation. Then Ephesians 5 gives the special relationship that is unveiled at this special second coming of Christ, that of a bridegroom and a bride. The earthly union is the example of this eternal union of Christ with not the whole church, but a special portion, a glorious church not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Ephesians 5:27. How can this be? We can't say, for it is a mystery. This is a great mystery. Ephesians 5:32. Friends, theory is interesting, but this is vitally pragmatic and up-to-date. This is our hour, we little Gentiles. We are offered a special place with the coming King of the universe, and he will call for us at a special time, secretly, and previous to his other appearings that are part of the general second coming. A clue to this is, for yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. 1 Thessalonians 5:2. You see, from the outset of Paul's ministry, a secret, to most, coming was expected. The preparation for this great event and ensuing union is found in Paul's epistles. It has to be worked in the called ones, and some glad, sweet day he will come for them. It is otherwise called the out-resurrection of Philippians 3:11. It would be the out-translation of 1 Thessalonians 4:17, sounding general, but having hidden the special translation of those prepared for it. Also in Philippians 3:14, the goal is the special second coming after which there can be no more running. The prize of this same verse is Christ as bridegroom. Very simple, but only by the revelation of the Holy Spirit can we know this. The old idea that nobody can know anything now, we must await that day, is a fallacy. The Holy Spirit is living and lively and most generous in his revelation to an open heart. Colossians says it in another way, it is Christ in you, Colossians 1:27. The hope of this practical fact and the perfection of Colossians 1:27 and 28 is the same thing we have above. Christ prepares a bride with his own spirit. At full growth she is ready and hears his special call for his special second coming. That will truly be a wonderful day. Now we realize the whole thing sounds like an exclusive set, a people that are manifestly separate from and superior to the rest of the body. It is so, but you would never know them at a given time in their experience here. It is not a sect, a church, an organization. It is a rib portion of the whole body of Christ. Some are saved in the knowledge of this truth. Some are not. Just remember, you are dealing with God, a master workman. He can do anything. He can join unlikely people in unlikely places by unlikely means. He will do whatever is necessary to call, get ready, and send his Son for those who heed. Surely the whole is special. Listen, heed, he will come.